Is this Dennis Anderson?
Yes, it is. This is James.
Hey, Dennis. How you doing, man? I'm excited. We got the Monster Jam World Finals coming up May 10th and 11th.
Yes, absolutely.
And you are officially a Gravedigger guy, right?
Right. I'm the original Gravedigger, the creator of Gravedigger.
All right, so how do you go about creating such a marvelous machine that is Gravedigger?
Well, honestly, Gravedigger's been out so long. I made up the name 38 years ago. And it started out from just an old piece of junk into what it's turned out to be now. You know, we have multiple teams of Gravedigger, and they're $235,000 trucks. But to get started, man, I started when it was easy. You could start with junk. You step out on the line today, if you don't have over $500,000, you know, for your hauler and your team, then you just better sit on the porch and watch everybody else.
What was the first Gravedigger like?
The first Gravedigger that I ever made was probably about a $3,500 or $4,000 truck, and that was back in the very early 80s. And it basically was junk. It was junk stuff from military surplus, old combine, tractor tires, stuff like that, that I put on this thing. And, you know, and when I created it, I got into a mouth fight with a really wealthy farmer boy that had really a nice truck, and he was picking on me about my piece of junk. And I told him with a few choice words, "Gary Todd, I'll take this junk and I'll dig your grave," and took a can of spray paint and sprayed it on the door. And I buried his butt on that Sunday in front of a bunch of farm guys, and I've been the Gravedigger ever since.
That's beautiful. So what do you think is everybody's obsession with monster trucks and Monster Jam? I mean, people, when they're calling in, I'm excited to give away tickets. When I'm always giving away tickets and talking to our listeners and fans of monster trucks, it just seems like everybody loves it. From your perspective, where do you think it all comes from?
I think it comes from, we're unpredictable, but we're motorsport entertainers, and there's a competition side of it. But the kids relate to it more than anything out there. So the grassroots of where we come from, to me, is from the kids. The kids will turn the parents and the grandparents into fans. And once they come and a family comes one time and experiences a Monster Jam, they will be back. They love it. It's very entertaining, but it's unpredictable. So it's not like, it's scripted. You know this is going to happen or that's going to happen. We don't even know what's going to happen.
It always is, too. Last time I saw you was in Biloxi, Mississippi. I think it was 1 or 2 years ago. It's just amazing seeing these massive vehicles, these works of art, doing these stunts that your eyes don't believe it. Your eyes and your brain are like, is this even real? Is this really going on in front of me?
Right. And that's how it is now, too. It's like, I'm telling you, James, it's gotten, it's so technical. You know, back in the day, it was old carnage thing. You just go out and jump around on some junk cars, and you could crash at the end of the show, and you were the baddest man in the land with the biggest truck. Well, those days are kind of gone, and I lived through all of them. You know, today we have trained athletes, and for us to bring a big event like this to Florida, to Orlando, it's something we've been working on for 19 years. This is two decades of the World Finals, and they chose to bring it and pick a state to put it in the United States. And I'm telling you, 10 years ago, I always wanted them to bring it to Florida. So it is here in the World Finals. I know everybody comes to all the stadium races and everything that we do, and we have big sold-out crowds, and it's awesome. But this is one that I don't want them to miss, because I've wanted this to come to Florida for the last 10 years, and we finally got it. And we have like 7 different elements in the show. And it's how the race is going to even start. We're starting 50 foot up. We took out all the end zone seats, put dirt up, and we're starting on the main concourse with the trucks, 4 stories high,
wow,
coming down the seats, down onto the track. So it's going to be exciting.
This is the Monster Jam event you do not want to miss, is pretty much what you're saying.
Absolutely. And the pit party, man, I'm telling you, the pit party is the biggest pit party that we've had in the history of Monster Jam. So when you come out, there's actually competitions going on in the pit party, and the pit party is free. It hasn't been free for over a decade. And I know that because I used to gripe when they would charge the fans to come in. I'm like, man, let them come in. Let them come see us. And they started charging, but we had so much stuff going on. It was so high end to set up. And so that's how the world just started, working around Monster Jam. And now it's included with the ticket, with the price of the ticket. You come to the pit party. There's competitions going on throughout the pit party. We've never done that before, and they've got this thing carved out and laid out to no end. When I see this thing on paper, It's amazing. The whole Monster Jam team, has they have really put their brain in the game on this one.
How many people does it take to put together an event like this?
This event out here, it'll take about 210 people to run this event. And it's huge. But, you know, back behind the scenes, there's over 400 people in the Feld Motorsport Entertainment Group that works on all of this. And I'm telling you, man, it's a big, well-working, old machine. When you're dealing with Monster Jam, when it's branded Monster Jam, it is the best of the best.
And it's a great brand, too, because everybody always goes, Monster Jam, anytime we're talking about it. Nobody can resist screaming the Monster Jam. Now, a few decades ago, you know, when you were starting to work on your trucks, did you ever imagine it would be something this big where you'd be having a Monster Jam World Finals here in the Orlando, Central Florida area?
Absolutely not. It wasn't even a goal in life, James. I can't believe that it's come, you know, every year. And I was sitting there with more than one gravedigger. I had multiple teams. I had three teams, and I had four, then I had five, I had six. And I'm sitting home, you know, at this big shop with six monster trucks thinking, you know, what am I going to be doing in 5 years? Am I going to even have a job? Are people going to still like us? What's going to happen? And this thing has not slowed down. We are busier. I am busier now than I've ever been. And Monster Jam is growing leaps and bounds.
That's beautiful. Now, if I was, say I'm younger, you know, I'm one of those kids out there watching you doing your thing, you know, watching all the monster trucks going, and I go, man, I love working on vehicles. I love, you know, taking things to the limit. How do I become a monster truck driver?
Well, one thing you've got to, you know, you got to be cool and stay at school.
Yeah.
For all the youngsters out there. But now we have a Monster Jam University.
Oh, wow.
So we train people. They come out for tryouts. We train them. And you have to be more than just a skillful roughneck, you know, driver. You have to have the walk, you have to have the talk, you got to be able to, you know, talk to your fans. And so there's a lot that goes along with it now that back in the day it wasn't. When I first started, you know, I'm just a good old guy jumping off of a John Deere tractor, spinning a wheel with a big souped up truck and going, yeah, man, isn't this awesome? Well, those days, that's how it all started. We were cavemen. But now with these newborn athletes and these trained athletes who we've got going on, it's truly amazing. I never thought in a thousand years that Monster Jam and Monster Trucks would be what they are today.
As the technology advances, what do you see over the next 10 years when it comes to what you can add to the Monster Trucks?
There is so much that's going on that we are already creating. You know, we have EFI, which is electronic fuel injection, more efficient. We're going to have, touch and go tunable shocks that, you know, as far as the technology on the trucks. But through the grapevine, here's what I've been hearing,
right,
and I don't like it because I'm old school, but we're going to have electric powered monster trucks before
no way.
It's all over with.
Wow.
Yes. Yep. And I said, when you guys do, I'm going to be the guy sitting over in a wheelchair at 80 years old making motor sounds for everybody.
Yeah, because there's something about that sound. There's something about that sound of that motor going as soon as the pedals to the metal. That monster truck sound is one of a kind. It's what gets you going.
It is. Yes, it is. And I'm going to tell you, man, there's no place that I love. You know, we do the little arenas and stuff like that. Hats off to them. You know, I love them. We have to have them, too. And that's where we have the Triple Threat Series that runs. And what I like about this event that we're putting on now, what's special about it, you know, is like none other that's ever been into Florida for number one. We're going to be crowning seven champions here, and we're bringing the Triple Threat Series guys in, and guys and gals, and they get to compete in the World Finals. So we can crown a champ for two-wheel skills, and that's when we call it moonwalk. You're standing the thing up on its nose and balancing the truck and driving it all around, and wheelie balancing, cross threads, bicycling, backflips. And all of this stuff that these guys are being, you know, a point system and graded on with a panel of judges. And it's awesome. I'm going to be one of those judges up there, too.
That's awesome. One-of-a-kind event. It's going to be so much fun. Monster Jam World Finals, May 10th and 11th at Camping World Stadium. Dennis Anderson, he is Mr. Gravedigger himself. It's been more than a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Yes, sir, James. We're bringing 70 trucks, man. And thank all you listeners out there. Love you guys for your support. I'll see you at the World Finals.
Thanks, brother.